Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakasipu, text number 23 and 24. Since most of us know this verse, maybe we'll just chant the first in response, and then we'll go on to the purport. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Eti Pungasarapita Vishnu Bhaktis Chinhava Lakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadha Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam. So yesterday it was read up to Kirtanam, so today we'll start with that. It's a very long purport. There'll probably be maybe 1 week of discussion on this one verse. Such an important verse in the Bhagavatam. So, two, Kirtanam. Actually, yeah, we'll read the verse first and then. Translation, Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So yesterday was Shravanam, today is Kirtanam, and we'll see how far we go. Maybe we won't even finish that, because this is also very long. The hearing of the holy name has been described above. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting be performed very loudly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame, he began traveling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Trinad api sunuchena turur api sahistana amanina mananena kirtaniya sadahari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree, and offering respects to everyone, without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities. The chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth, and similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life, for one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative source of Vedic literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short-living, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions, and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes such as yajna, dana, tapa, and kriya, sacrifices, charity, and so on, are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Katranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful, but especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param bhajet. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method for advancing spiritual life. Yajyaya sankirtana prayer, yajantihi sumedasa. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Om Ajnanatamanandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krotavachalam Pangunam Hayate Green. Yat kripa taraham bande shikarum tinatarnam bancha kalpa tibhyascha kripa sindhivyevacha paditanam bhavne vipaishnavevyo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirvaiti Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So as Prabhupada mentions in the purport here, that in this age, the way of attaining perfection is by this chanting of Hare Krishna. In other ages, it was much, much more difficult. Meditation for thousands of years, very costly sacrifices, fire yogas, deity worship, elaborate deity worship. So in this age, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, we can become completely purified of all contamination. This is one of the austerities of the mind. Mana prasarak somyadvam maunam atma vinigra bhava sangsri ityetat tapamanasam uchyate. Five austerities of the mind. First one is simply to be satisfied, for the mind to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. It's an austerity. Because in this age of Kali, there's so much attraction to the senses. And people are bewildered, being bombarded by sense gratification. So to be satisfied in simply chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in devotional service, that's an austerity. Manaprasadak somyatvam, to be honest. Interesting statement by Omkar. He gave class last time. We should be brutally honest. I thought that was kind of interesting. It's difficult just to be honest with ourselves. It's an austerity to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we have this big idea about ourselves, you know, false ego, or important, or very significant. So we should be honest. What is that honest? That we're very small. We're very small, very insignificant. And Krishna is very significant. And this is bhakti yoga, to understand that we're very small, Krishna is very great, and we try to render some service to him. It's not easy to be honest with ourselves or honest with others. It's like Yudhisthira Maharaj was famous because he never told a lie. So that doesn't say much for everybody else. It means everybody else is a liar. One person's famous for being honest. Well, that spells it out for everybody else. It's very difficult to be honest in the age of Kali. But by taking to Krishna consciousness, we become purified, and gradually we become honest. Manapasarak Somyadvam Maunam Atma, to be grave, silent. This is also an austerity of the mind. Gravity of thought. Gravity of speech also. Maunam Atma Vinigraha means to be self-controlled. The tendency is to be attracted to sense gratification. Let the senses go. So to be self-controlled, to be a Goswami, is not easy. Most people in this age are Godasas. Everyone is servant of the senses. So to be the servant of Krishna, it's difficult, but it's possible by this powerful process of chanting the holy name. And the last one in the system is the most difficult, to be pure. The most difficult challenge of anyone is to be pure. But Krishna, he is so wonderful. He is so pure himself that anybody that comes in contact with Krishna also becomes pure. So Krishna has come in this most wonderful incarnation, the holy name of Krishna. So the more we take shelter of this name of Krishna, the more we become purified. It's actually unnatural for us to be impure. It's a diseased condition. So we're taking this medicine. Golokera Premadam Harinam Sankirtan. Krishna has descended in this form of the holy name to purify us. And the more we chant, the more we'll get purified. And the more we go out and chant for the benefit of others, they get purified and Krishna is even more pleased. Just like today is the Rath Yatra, Napa Valley. So the people in this city only get to hear the holy name of Krishna once in the year. So today is an auspicious day for the Napa Valley residents. So Krishna is very pleased by this. If we glorify him, then we get special recognition. So I'll give you an interesting incident that happened. This is going back into the 80s. Some of you may have heard this, but it's an interesting. Some, for those that haven't, it'll be good news. In the early 80s, there were some devotees that were doing Harinam in Florida, in Gainesville. There's a big university there, and we have a temple right nearby. So every Friday evening we have a big Harinam there. So this particular period that I'm talking about was when Reagan was trying to be president. So the devotees were having this good Harinam, about 25 devotees. They have a nice Harinam there every Friday night. So there's one person who was campaigning for Reagan to be president. So he drove by the Harinam. He thought, wow, those people are very enthusiastic. So he pulled over his car and he brought his sign out and he jumped right in the middle of the Harinam with his sign. And he started dancing with it. Vote for Reagan. So one newspaper reporter drove by and he saw that. Oh, look at that. The Hare Krishnas are voting for Reagan. I didn't know that. So he pulled over and he got out of his camera and he took a picture. Next day it was the front page in the newspaper. Devotees chanting with vote for Reagan. Actually, that picture won the picture of the year in Florida in the newspapers. So they really like that. So people were driving by, seeing the Harinam, and this guy's bouncing up and down with the vote for Reagan. Hey, I didn't know the Hare Krishnas are voting for Reagan. Yeah. So then 3 days later, Reagan became president. Right? Krishna's mercy. Yeah. So then someone found that, one of his Secret Service or someone found that picture and they put it on his desk. Devotees chanting his name there. And he really liked it. He said, this person there that's holding that sign is very, very sincere. Why don't you fly down? He told the Secret Service man, go fly down, find this man, send him up to Washington, D.C. I want to have lunch with him. So they flew down. Found him in a couple of days, flew him back up. He had lunch with the President of the United States. And it's not easy to have lunch with the President, but he got the causeless mercy of the President. So because he was glorifying, he was pleased, the President was pleased with this sincere efforts of this person. So similarly, if we glorify Krishna, then Krishna is very pleased. And this is the highest glorification, because this is glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And by this glorification, Krishna is so pleased that he'll also invite us back to the spiritual world. And we can also have lunch with Krishna. Much better prasad. Much better person to take prasad with. So this is the goal. We want to glorify Krishna. In this way we become purified and Krishna becomes very pleased. It's stated, Priti Viti Achiyatan Nagaradigram Sarvatra Pachoya Hori Marinam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it's stated that the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be spread to every town and village throughout the world. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. There's a nice pastime of Prabhupada in this regard. One of my favorite. Back in the 1930s, there was one godbrother, Srila Prabhupada, who read this verse in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, and he found it to be inconceivable how the name of Lord Chaitanya will be spread to every town and village throughout the world. I mean, it's Africa, China, South America. And at that point, it was just in India. They just found it inconceivable, it is kind of inconceivable. So he was there at Srila Prabhupada's flat, his apartment, in Calcutta. And there was a gathering of other godbrothers. And he presented this doubt to his god brothers. How is this possible? And he got different responses, and then he asked at that time, Abhay Babu, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada responded, yes, we have to have faith. This is scripture. It's going to happen. So he was pleased by the firm conviction of Srila Prabhupada that it's going to happen. So fast forward, early 70s, this same person who was asking his different god brothers, he was in one village and he saw one Western devotee. He'd never seen that before. Caucasian. Dhoti, kurta. So he walked up and he said, excuse me, where are you from? He said, I'm from America. He said, you're from America, but how is it you're like this? He said, oh, this is the mercy of my guru. Oh, and who is your guru? So he had a book and he showed the picture of Prabhupada. He looked at the picture of Prabhupada and he said, Abhay. Abhay Babu. You did it. So Prabhupada did it. And he's still doing it all over the world. The name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being chanted. I just came from Russia and Ukraine and a lot of chanting. In Ukraine there were 7,000 devotees and we were having big, big kirtans, 3-4 hour kirtans at the later part of the day. It's very dynamic to see so many devotees chanting here, so much chanting. Must be giving great pleasure to Krishna. And at each festival there was one day where we were all just chanting. There was no seminars, everybody was just chanting Hare Krishna. And now we have these festivals, these kirtan festivals. Now they're having one, I think they're having one in Australia right now. 3 or 4 days. So this is very good. This is very auspicious. But we're taking shelter of the holy name. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said there's two types of devotees. There's the Gosyanandi and there's the Bhajananandi. Gosyanandi, he's the one who takes pleasure in seeing devotees increase. He takes pleasure in seeing devotees join. It's like we all take pleasure when we see someone come under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. And then there's the Bhajananandi, he takes pleasure from chanting. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says the best preacher is the Bhajananandi that likes to preach. So that was Srila Prabhupada. He liked to chant. He loved to chant. He made the Hare Krishna mantra popular all over the world because of his sincere chanting of Hare Krishna. And he liked to preach. And therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is spread all over the world by the sincere desire of Srila Prabhupada to give everyone the holy name of Krishna. There was one incident where Prabhupada, he was visiting one temple, and a lady came to Prabhupada in the morning. She said, Srila Prabhupada, last night I had a wonderful dream. Prabhupada said, oh, what is that? She said, I dreamt that everybody in the world was chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's eyes became very wide. Oh, it's a very nice dream. And that is my desire. So this is the desire of Srila Prabhupada, that everybody get this opportunity to chant the holy name. Why? It is very purifying. Iti sadasakam nama kali kamasanasanam nata paratapurva sanam. Paya zarar verebilir işte. That if one chants the holy name of Krishna, one becomes free of all the contamination of this age and counteracts all the sins of the age of Kali. This is the power of the holy name of Krishna. Why? Because the name Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that the name of Krishna and Krishna, they are non-different. Krishna is manifest in the holy name. He is the holy name. One devotee was giving class in Vrindavan, Bhagavad Gita class, and Prabhupada was there listening. Sometimes Prabhupada would go to his disciples' classes and listen. Imagine that, you're giving class and Prabhupada's in the audience, he's listening to you give a class. That'll make you a little nervous. Huh? So one devotee was speaking, he said, Krishna is within his name. And Prabhupada immediately he spoke up, oh? And where in Krishna is his name? And Prabhupada said, no, Krishna is now within his name. Krishna is his name. So, this is the reason that people are getting purified. Yeah. Because the name of Krishna is very purified. Everything about Krishna is purified. So we just have to stay connected. Just like the sun. Krishna is like the sun. Whatever the sun comes in contact with, it purifies. Yeah? So Krishna is like that. However we come in contact with Krishna through his name, through his taking prasadam. It's like today there's going to be a lot of prasadam distribution also, I presume. Yeah. Prasad, holy name. There's so many ways to come in contact with Krishna through his books also. There'll be much book distribution going on today there. So many auspicious things are taking place all over the world. By the mercy of Krishna. And this, Prabhupada said, this ISKCON movement is also, it's an incarnation. It's one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree. And it's increasing. Every year, the book distribution is increasing throughout the world. Yeah. It's very auspicious. Yeah. And now also, this week is the holy name week, right? All over the world. I just got a letter from devotees in Brazil. They're going from Belo Horizonte to São Paulo. A long trip there, just doing Harinam. So all over the world, this holy name of Krishna is being chanted more vigorously. To let everybody know the glories of Krishna. People don't know. It's like people are very materialistic. I remember we were doing Harinam once here, Santa Monica Promenade. We were going by. There wasn't very many of us. So one man, as I was walking by, one man, he said, you know, you guys are boring. So they think that this is boring. We're chanting the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So boring, same thing. Come on, can you guys do something, you know, chant something else, you know? But no, the name of Krishna it's ever fresh. Rupa Goswami said, I desire to have many millions of ears to hear the holy name of Krishna and millions of tongues to chant the holy name of Krishna. And when the holy name of Krishna enters into the courtyard of my heart, it stops the activities of my mind. And I experience unlimited happiness. Yeah. So they think this is boring, but a devotee thinks this is ecstasy. This is wonderful to chant the names of Krishna. But what do they think is very exciting? Going to the bar, right? Drinking alcohol, going to the discotheque. So what do we consider this to be boring? Waste of the human form of life. Yani sa sarabhutanam. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And what is the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. So devotees, we want to do what is pleasing to Krishna. And this chanting of the names of Krishna is very pleasing to Krishna. And it's very purifying to ourselves. And the more we get purified, the more we're going to be attracted to Krishna. On that note, is there any question or comment? We have a few minutes left. Yes, Satchitanoi Prabhu, the microphone is just now coming.
Haribo, thank you, Prabhu. I really appreciated that comment of the story that you told about the chanting in Florida. So just because we're on the topic of kirtanan and glorifying Krishna, I just thought that maybe I already told this story also, if you allow me to. It's a comment. It's a story of something that happened 5 or 6 years ago, and that was in Mexico City. There were about 300 or 400 young people in one side, 400 in the other side, and they have a quarrel, like a rival. And they were dating each other in a particular place to beat each other. And everybody's scared, the city's scared, the police is there, everybody's there trying to stop them. But they couldn't. So they arrive at the spot and they're just ready to go for it. And you have a lot of politicians, you have social workers, and so many people trying to convince them not to fight. And finally, they just gave up because they couldn't convince them. So they just, you know, they're ready to go. But as they were just trying to go, the beautiful devotees appeared on the scene right in the middle of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And everything changed completely. And then I was always curious about this. I was thinking, did the devotees actually premeditated, did that for publicity or something miracle to happen? So I asked a devotee who used to be here, Kripavatar. I said, Prabhu, tell me, did you plan it to go there? He said, no, not at all. I'm going to tell you how it happens. He said, usually we go to a different spot, and this particular time, you know, there were not as many devotees. And then we decided, you know, what to do. Let's go to this place. You know, let's go here. And they just happened to go there. And then there you go. So it's amazing how Krishna, when he wants, when he's pleased with his devotees, or when he wants his glories to be propagated, he can do it in big time. And it just gives faith that actually, you know, Krishna, He's our Lord. He's very attractive. His name is very pure. And it may appear that sometimes we, you know, disagree in certain things, you know, so-called get caught up in ideas and deviations and things. But actually, even our experience is that when we go in big Harinams, I notice we have different groups from different maths, even in our Gaudiya mat. When we get together and chant, we all unify. So there's a unifying principle. The holy name of the Lord is a very unifying principle. The problem is when we stop chanting and we start bringing our probably own ideas or thoughts. But anyway, thank you very much for your beautiful explanation and story.
Thank you for the comment. Tatravit Prabhu, you have some? This will be the last one, then we'll stop.
Last night, when the devotees arrived at the Santa Monica Promenade, before we started our kirtan, we were on the corner of the street, just ready to cross the street and go to the place where we begin. And a young lady driving her car past the corner honked her horn. And we had already started kirtan, so she had noticed us, she had heard us and saw us. And she waved at us, and then she picked up a Srimad Bhagavatam that was on her seat in her car. She had bought it somehow, I don't know, today. And she said, look. Pretty encouraging.
Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.